Hey everybody, it's Brother Gary with Hands Across the Border Devotional, and I hope you're having a great day. And we are in John chapter number 10. Remember, I'm in Mexico, not in a studio, so you're liable to hear anything. John chapter number 10, and we'll start in verse number 6. We covered the first five verses. The Bible tells us this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I'm the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good sheep, or the good shepherd, giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. The wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. And so this is a great parable that you and I can look at today, and it's a parable of contrast, right? Who Christ is compared to the other saviors of the world, whoever they may be. And he is saying this, listen, I want you to know this, that I am the Messiah. I'm the real deal. And everybody who's come before me trying to say that they're the Messiah, that you can find what you're looking for in them, whatever type of religion, you name it, that's not true. I'm the truth. I'm the good shepherd. The others had ulterior motives. And so what he's saying as we continue through here, he said, verse 8, everybody else that's come before me, there were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. And, you know, he's talking about saved people now, the sheep. I want you to notice this. In verse 9, he begins to contrast the door with the thief in verse 10. So the door is the only way you can get in, is through the door. You want to have eternal life? It's not going to be through an organization. It's not going to be through Jesus' mother or some other type of religious figure. It has to be through Christ alone. That's what the Bible says. He is the only door. There's not a multiplicity of doors. There's one singular door, and that is Jesus Christ. And you can go in that way and be saved, he says. He goes on to say the thief comes. What's the thief there for? He's to make merchandise out of you. We see that in Peter, I believe it is, where they come and they do all these different things. They come up with religions and they come up with these religious rituals and things like that. And basically what it does, makes them very rich. And so he's saying, listen, I'm here so that you can find pasture. You can find things that will help you, give you nutrients, help you to grow, right? That's what pasture does. As the animals go out there to eat, the sheep, they are eating the grass and the hay and all that different stuff, and it's giving them nutrients and helping them to grow and get stronger and bigger. And so that's what the Lord does spiritually as we feast on his word and we spend time with him. He begins to grow us. And then he goes on to say this, that the hireling, he just takes off. When the going gets tough, he's gone. He leaves the sheep to defend for themselves, and ultimately, the sheep are a mess. But here's what the Lord says, and this is the point that I want to get across here today for you and I, is he tells us that I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And so we're talking about having an abundant life. He wants to give his people an abundant life. That doesn't mean it's a comfortable life. It's not easy. It's not comfortable oftentimes. But what he is giving as an abundant life is a contentment. You see, 1 Timothy 6:6 says, godliness is contentment. And what he's saying is this, as you look around and you look on the television, you see the world around us, everybody's trying to get as much stuff as they possibly can, and they're running themselves ragged, and they're going into bankruptcy, and they're doing all these things, and they're trying to find this contentment. And he says this, I can give you that contentment. I can give you that abundant life. You see, 1 Timothy 6:6 again says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. How content are you in the Lord? Or are you looking like the thief, trying to get everything you can and all this kind of stuff? And ultimately, it destroys everyone around you. You see, what we need is just the Good Shepherd. And as a result of having the Good Shepherd and following him and listening to him as he brings us into the pasture to feed, we become very content. How content are you today? And what are you looking for to give you contentment? Is it Christ or the things of the world that'll just rob you? Think on that, will you? May the Lord bless you.